Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Happy Turkey Day, motherfuckers! It's another wonderful, exciting episode of Jenny's Real Talk on the fucking block. Oh, it doesn't really say fucking, but Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, and all Amazon Alexa devices. And we've been syndicated everywhere, bitches. So this is what's happening. And we come live at you every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Check us out. We are on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on Facebook, Jenny's Real Talk on Instagram, Jenny's Real Talk on Twitter, and a bunch of other shit. And we're on everything, but we are here today. This is the day before Thanksgiving, November 22nd. We're going to have a fucking blast. We're here with the heavy metal band Killset. I'm so fucking excited that I could just scream right now, but I'm not gonna.
Can I say something real quick?
Go for it.
I don't think I've ever heard the words Turkey Day and motherfuckers in the same sentence, ever.
And you may,
another first.
Only Jenny can do that.
And you may never again. And you may never again. We'll move that out of the way for now. And you may never again. I have to be able to see my guests. I hate that shit. Okay, so we're going to go. Obviously, I'm Jennifer DeVoe, your hostess with the mostest. Again, this is Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1. And I'm here with my awesome host, co-host, and business partner, well, life partner, a.k.a. the husband, James Muse. What up, JJ?
What's happening? How you doing, baby?
Good.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I'm good. Happy Turkey Day.
Happy Thanksgiving, Killset.
Yes. Happy Thanksgiving to all of our listeners, guests, everybody out there. We love y'all, and mad love coming from you. And we got a wonderful arrangement, edible arrangement, delivered to us and Killset. Well, I wish it was like edibles. It's not. I wish it was pot edibles, but it's not. But yeah, but you know what I mean. It's not a plant.
News.
Yeah, not a plant, but it's fruit that we can eat with some chocolate and shit, and I like that. And thank you, Dilly Briggs, Adelia Bridges, from the Subject Press, as well as Sasha George. Thank you so much for sending this over to us and for Killset, so that we can have a nice little bit of nosh before, you know, during our show and after. So, okay, so we're going to go around and we're going to introduce ourselves. We'll go left to right.
All right.
Who we got here?
I'm Dave. I play guitar.
Woo, Dave.
Dave.
Oh, Dave what? What's the last name? Got to say it.
Oh, Comer. C-O-M-E-R.
Cool. Dave Comer. We got it.
Don't
awesome.
So much excitement.
I know, right?
What's up? I'm Luca. I sing. I scream. I jump. I rap now. That's a new thing.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. I love
He'll
it.
Wash your car. He'll
I
do
love anything.
Buy an album. Pay to a house.
Anything to just buy.
He'll rake your yard. He'll
buy our CD. God damn it! I will come rake your fucking yard if you buy our CD. I'm just kidding.
For sure.
And last but not least.
James Jaff Dillon.
Hell
the
yeah!
Of the band.
Fuck yeah! That's awesome.
I try to be do all that good stuff.
Awesome. I love your I love your dreads.
Thank you.
I thought that was bitching when you were on stage and you were like, man, you have a lot of fucking energy. All of you guys do. But like, holy shit, when he was up there, you were drumming that night, you just like got right the fuck up there and was like, it was crazy. Man,
sometimes
it was awesome.
Sometimes it's a blur, to be honest with you.
Well, I have it on film. I sent it to you guys.
Go, what did I do with
yeah, because you guys said thank you for sending us the film. Footage.
Absolutely. That was cool.
Yeah, that was some good stuff. Yeah. We had some good footage from that show.
Yeah, he gains like 8 feet taller with that hair when he flails it.
Dude, I know. Like, and he was like standing up and he was suddenly, like, bam, bam. And I was like, fuck. And then you guys played Jump. Okay, so let's talk about some of your songs. I know you were doing your own rendition of Jump.
Yeah, we did
Crisscross, right?
We did a cover of Crisscross Jump.
Right.
We also did a like a parody video of it, which is just blowing up.
I need to go watch the video.
Oh, you gotta watch.
I put all the links on everything, so I'm gonna go click on the links and watch stuff.
You have to see this.
I love the songs, obviously. I mean, I saw them live, but I also like them.
Watch the original version and then watch ours. It's funny.
We basically
That's cool.
We had way too much fun with it, man. Our pants are backwards. We went to a thrift store and found, like, the biggest pants we could find. I had my mom send out my old pager.
Nice.
So we had a pager.
Oh, wow.
We had,
like, they braided
up hair.
Had a fucking pager, dude. That's fucking sweet.
Like,
I love it.
Hey, new parody. I'm going to start the script.
I wrote this thing,
so.
Right. That's awesome.
We came up with all, like, the 90s slogan, and then we just kind of added little words that we wanted to do.
That's fucking awesome.
It ended up, it's
I'm going to go watch that after,
yeah,
after
so
the broadcast.
Funny, man. Yeah, it's so funny. But yeah, so we've been...
No diggity, no doubt.
Loud Wire.
James is so street.
He's so he's so wiggity-whack right now.
I can relate.
But yeah, Loud Wire premiered it for us, exclusively premiered it, and it's been
fuck
awesome.
Yeah. Loud Wire, hell yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, big deal.
Like that. Awesome.
Loud Wire is good.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but after it was done, they actually... what they put us in the?
They put us in a battle royale.
Oh, that's
okay.
The song did so good, and they were like, they told our PR company that, hey, we're gonna add it in the boy. And you know what? We actually finished in fourth place.
Oh,
like
fuck yeah!
Bands. We knocked
Stone
out
Sour.
Green Day. We knocked out everybody.
Knocked
it was
out.
Awesome.
Wait! You knocked out Stone Sour?
Yeah, we knocked out.
Holy fucking shit! I just saw Stone Sour at Ozfest meets Knotfest.
Yeah.
Me and him.
Oh,
we covered that event for the show. We couldn't get any fucking. Oh, I had to do footage. Oh, so irritated because they put a blocker up, so you can't do live video.
Yeah.
You can't do like Facebook Live. Can't do nothing. Like you can't.
Yeah.
You have to film it literally on your phone. So I took my SD card. I said, "Fuck you, motherfuckers! I got a way around this, bitches." I took my SD card, popped it in my fucking phone, and then I just filmed the whole fucking thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
On my phone, and I just all I gotta do now is upload all the fucking videos. I got some different cool ones. You know what I mean? I got some Marilyn Manson. I got some Ozzy.
Wow.
Got a few different things. Prophets of Rage.
Yeah.
They had some really good fucking bands there that
Absolutely.
Night.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they had Rob Zombie. They had a bunch of shit. It was cool.
That's crazy. I just read a thing on A Perfect Circle. You know, Maynard's really.
Oh
cool.
Yeah.
Perfect Circle.
I love.
No phones, no cameras. If you're caught even holding your phone
up,
really?
They'll kick you out.
Yeah.
First of all, I heard Maynard's a fucking dick. And I know somebody, my ex-co-host, we're not going to go into that. I'm not going to talk about her today because that's a sore subject. So anyway,
that's
why I have my own show. Now she made it on Maynard at a restaurant up north.
Cool.
Right, and she said he was a total fucking asshole. He was very demanding. He was a total prick. He's very elitist, and he hates Los Angeles, and he hates people from Los Angeles. But you're from Los Angeles, so
and we hate ourselves.
Fuck you.
You know.
I love Los Angeles. I fucking moved back here for a fucking reason, and I'm glad I did.
Yeah,
best six years.
You take
I've
the cool, the good with the bad.
Yeah,
you know.
But I look at everything as I don't give a fuck, dude. It's all cool. I don't give a shit. I've lived all over LA. Everywhere, like all over the whole fucking area, and I've met some really cool people along the way. It's not, you just gotta take it in stride. You know what I mean? You're always gonna meet those assholes, but there's assholes fucking
everywhere,
dude. I lived in Maine, I've lived in Vermont, lived in Texas, lived here. Man, there's
everywhere.
Fucking dickheads everywhere. So just take it from Jenny on the block.
Even in Maine,
fuck
there's
them.
Assholes.
There's fucking, yeah.
If you leave with anything else today, know that there's assholes in Maine.
Yes.
That's all you need to know.
It's not just that, because if you go to the East Coast, if you're from Massachusetts, we call them massholes.
Yeah, I'm from Connecticut. I know the whole...
Oh, fellow New Englander! Fuck
dude, I know that.
I love it.
I got you. Try
I love it. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The six state fucking... hellhole. Fuck that. Look, I like Connecticut. I like Foxwoods and Mohegan's Sun and all that shit, you know. Connecticut's lovely. I got an aunt that lives there in Enfield. Right in Enfield. Yeah, right across from Springfield.
Yeah.
Mass Hole City.
I love the East Coast.
Look, I love the East Coast. We keep it real. That's the whole point.
Right.
It's awesome.
The first
it was good music,
shut
though.
Your phone off,
right?
Yeah.
Wait, make sure
that's the name of the first.
Can you make sure
the
that
album,
volume's
STFU.
Off? And speaking of that, Yeah.
Where's your volume at, baby?
On the side? Yeah, uh-huh, yeah.
Well, now we got the title of our new album is Shut Your Phone Off, Bro.
Yeah. Oh, I fucking love
Shut
it.
Shut the phone up.
You douche.
So, like, I was talking about hooking you guys up with different people. So I said you should check out Sheena Metal next door. Sheena Metal Experience. But she has three shows. Oh, so, man. Like, you get some leeway there with her. And then also another one. You ever heard Allison Mason? Allison Mason? From Metal Babe Mayhem?
Mason Mason, Tomato.
It's Mason, M-A-S-S-O-N, Mason. From Metal Babe Mayhem. I'll hook you guys up with her, too.
That'd be great.
She's also a rock journalist. Metal Babe Mayhem. She throws Metal Mondays at the Rainbow. Oh, so sweet. You guys could do like metal, like maybe get you on that ticket over there.
Love to play. We actually had our CD release.
Yeah,
a party at the Rainbow.
Fuck
they opened
yeah.
it up for us.
That's cool.
It was killer, man.
Yeah.
So you guys got upcoming shows? What's going on?
We are pretty much showless for the rest of the year.
Okay.
We just played last weekend with Motigrator and Dirty Machine.
Dirty Machine.
Nice.
We had a show with those guys.
Where was that at?
It was in Pomona.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So we just played with them. I think the rest of the year, I mean, the industry's about to shut down.
I got invited to it, but it's like, you know, Pomona's kind of out there.
Yeah, we
I've heard some stuff. I've heard some stuff about Pomona. It makes downtown look like Kittyland. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Downtown, old town Pomona is actually cool. That's where it's
at. Yeah. Okay, I gotcha.
Well, we made it out alive.
That's cool.
All that matters. Okay.
So, have you started planning shows for the next year?
Yeah, and actually, we have a huge announcement.
Yeah.
Okay.
That we waited to announce right now.
We like big announcements on our show.
Yes, we do.
So,
no one's coming out or nothing.
What's happening? No, we're not.
Well, Mark's not here,
You're not Kevin Spacey.
Right, and
Kevin Spacey.
The rule of this band is make fun of the person that doesn't show up.
Yeah, so we're going to make fun.
Mark,
you're going to see a theme.
Mark. Oh, yeah, that's right. Tell the last member of the band before you make your announcement. Mark.
Oh, Mark Baker, bassist, not
he's
here.
He's the bassist, not here. Okay, good. Okay. Now that we know, we just want to make sure you know that we're
taking care of his sick dogs.
Oh.
So.
Okay, anyway,
so we don't have any shows coming up at the end of the year, but we do have something really cool. Which is, we are now officially managed by Dave Shavari of El Nino.
Fuck yeah!
With his management company, CIA Management.
Oh my God, CIA!
And we are so excited, man! Like,
oh yeah,
2008. That is very exciting.
He's already busting ass for us right now,
nice.
As we speak. Actually,
that's awesome.
And it's gonna be sick. I mean, with all the opportunities we had, he came so high recommended.
It's fucking awesome.
He was just the guy. We talked to him. He's the guy. We're moving forward with him. We're going to make
some really
sick shit happen.
Yes. See, that's really good. See, good things are coming for good people.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you want.
He's just working on
He's
going to
keep us busy.
I mean,
no, but that's good.
Yeah.
But you know
what
I mean?
It's great
to have him like on our side working with us. Plus, he's just such a successful dude in his own right.
Okay.
With El Nino, and now he has Terror Universal. So we're just way too excited about it.
Well,
I don't know if you can tell.
CIA Management with Dave Shavari, drummer of El Nino, and his team.
Hey, if you would like to call in and talk to us about what we're talking about,
I feel that we finally have reached this.
Yeah,
we're not accomplished yet, but we're at a point where this is the breaking point now.
Push it forward.
That threshold. Yeah.
Push forward.
Let's go. Let's see what's going
to
happen.
Do it, man.
Time to break through.
We had gotten emails, stuff like that from other. Oh, hey, we want to sign you, there's that.
Right.
But ultimately, in the end, he was the guy that we decided to go with. Like I said,
that's awesome.
We were working with Mikey from Snot.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, friends with him. But, you know, he's busy right now. Snot's touring in Japan.
I heard they were out.
People working, like, talking with Dino from Fear Factory and broke his leg.
Nice.
So he's like, out. Like,
that sucks.
Shavari was the guy out of all.
Right,
we're just really.
It's probably meant to be that way.
No,
you know
totally
what I'm saying? Like,
it was,
you know what I mean?
It happened.
Yeah, exactly.
With the connection between us and our producer,
right?
And our producer actually produces all of El Nino's albums.
And who's your producer?
Eddie Wohl. Okay. He's a good friend of mine. I've known the guy for about 10 years. He's done our first two records. He's done five records for me personally.
Nice.
He's amazing. And he does all of Shivari El Nino stuff, and he just did the new Terror Universal.
Cool.
And, you know, we've been kind of on the cusp with the new album, getting all this airplay and just being getting all this love in L.A., right?
Right.
We need to get everywhere.
This is why you're on my show.
Yeah.
This is why you're on Jenny's Real Talk right now. You're worldwide right fucking now.
Yeah. Jenny's going to get us there.
We need to say Grammy Award winning.
Yes.
People.
Yes.
No.
And it's
yes. Grammy won Emmy.
And it's
Emmy,
and you're on iHeartRadio right,
so
too.
Right.
So you guys are really being put out there.
Thanks
for
giving
people
us
to.
Platform.
Yeah, no problem.
We're glad to be here.
I only picked the best. I told you this.
Well,
I'm very particular.
We had such a fun time at our show at the Whiskey.
That was fucking awesome, dude.
Yeah.
When you played, when you were doing your rendition at Jump, I kind of have
you
to
jumped.
Say that I jumped. I was jumping and I was in pain the next day.
Oh yeah.
I'm just saying.
I hurt my back.
Baby.
I jumped into the crowd.
You wouldn't know it to look at me, but I am going to be 45 at the end of January. Everybody seems to think I'm around 30, 35. I'm like, yeah, no. I mean, and I'm not 25 anymore. So, like, when you jump and you're
going
to be 45,
day.
You feel it the next fucking day. I headbang. I don't give a fuck, man.
Yeah.
I go right to the shows.
And
I get right out. I don't give a shit.
Because you were supposed to be on the guest list with Dirty Machine, and you ended up.
Texting
me.
Yeah, fucking Dirty Machine. Dirty Machine. They were only able to get me on like for me or something, but I couldn't get him in. And I was irritated. And then the thing wasn't even there.
Yeah,
it wasn't even there. Like I was like, well, you told me my name's gonna be on. Okay, whatever.
Well, we got you.
I was like, fuck it.
We
that was the point. I was like, fuck it. I'm gonna rate one of the other bands. Fuck it.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
We need people.
There's other bands. There's other people that that I can reach out to. Man, you know how many times I've fucking done that?
Absolutely.
if people forget to put you on the list or they do something, they're like, oh shit, and then you're like, oh fuck it, I'm gonna reach out to somebody else. I'm a very resourceful bitch. I will find a fucking way around it, no matter what. I'm from New England,
there
motherfucker.
You go.
From New England, motherfucker.
Forget about it.
Forget about it. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
What's Joey Tribbiani? He always goes, How you doing? He's from Massachusetts, actually.
Really?
One of my ex-boyfriends dated his sister.
Wow.
Yeah. So he actually knew him before. Friends.
Before that
fucking happened.
He did a lot of really sorry things before Friends. I don't know if you saw some of the sitcoms he was on.
Dude, he was
did
on.
Did you see that spinoff from Married with Children?
Yes, he was on that show.
That was,
and he was on Married with Children, which got the spinoff with his father.
Sad
it was really
fun.
It didn't last long.
Joey Tribbiani.
You don't watch it.
We're
just
talking about New England, stupid New England shit.
Yeah, you don't watch enough TV, Jamie.
Tell me about.
I just needed to know who we were talking about.
Tell me about Killset. Tell me about. How you guys started? Where you guys come from? What is your dynamic? What do you? What? How do you? Would you describe your music? What do you? You know what I mean? Talk about you.
Describe our music as chaotic, melodic. It's pure ferocity and simple beauty all mashed together into this thing that we feel like we got this flavor going, especially with the new album STFU, which is available everywhere right now.
I like that STFU. Remember that the Maneuver by John Cena. The STFU. He had a maneuver called the STFU.
Oh, well, hey, let's.
I'm just letting
it out.
You know. That would be awesome if we could get John Cena together with you guys. You do the album and your stuff, and then him. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah. So
we gotta do this.
As far as a band, I mean, we they were already in a in another project together.
Okay.
Called A Race Called Man.
Okay, I've actually heard of them.
And they were doing their thing.
I've heard of them.
Yeah,
A Race Called Man.
That band was around for a while. Dave actually came into that band a little later on. It was actually me and my bass player, and then he came in. And then me, Dave, and Mark just kind of floated around for about 2 years.
Okay.
Looking for a good singer.
Okay.
We worked with some cool singers, but they're just kind of, I don't want to say flaky, but they were just like, they had other things going on.
Chris has a strong fucking voice and a strong presence on stage. Like, he's got that front man.
Thank you.
Chris has a strong everything.
You've got that presence on stage that you guys needed, like,
you know,
to make
the,
it.
The timing,
you know
what
I mean?
It was perfect timing because I was basically winding down another really cool band that I was in, but it was the...
What was the name of yours?
It was a band called Choleric, and it was... I mean, we did some really cool stuff, and we ended up having like Clint Lowry come in from Seven Dust and do some stuff, and we were basically at the cusp of breaking, and then the band just kind of completely fell apart.
But that got you guys all together.
Yeah, at that point, like Mark, the bassist, who's not here,
we're gonna keep.
Let's make fun of him, please.
We're from New England, and we're gonna fuck with you, Mark. Just saying.
He had reached out to me
a couple years before,
and I was like, dude, I'm doing my thing, because he had heard my stuff online. And then it was just a timing thing. It's, you know, long story short, it was perfect timing. I came down.
Okay.
We jammed. We talked mainly, and then we jammed, and it was on from that point.
So now this is your second album. What was the name of your first one?
It was called Know Your Killer.
It was also produced by Eddie Wall.
Yeah. Ooh.
And this new album, STFU, was produced by Eddie Wall, and it was mastered by Myor Applebaum, who's done like, oh my God, Sepultura.
Oh my God, fuck
just,
yeah.
Just so many cool people came and helped us out.
Can you guys like shoot me over a copy of each?
Oh, again, let's make fun of
Mark
had the copies in his truck.
Just because I want to listen to them because I know they would sound really fucking awesome. If you just send them over an MP3 form, I'm cool.
100%.
Just because I like listening to your guys' music.
Yeah, I want you to have the hard copies. There's something about having a hard copy. You know?
It
is. And we put all the time and effort in the artwork.
I collect hard copies.
You can't get jumped. That's why.
And there's an extra track on the hard copy.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, I want the hard copy.
And I think you get the hidden
track. Damn you, Mark.
Copywritten.
Damn you,
Mark, man.
Freaking Mark. That's okay. We'll do something. Oh, you know, what are you guys doing this Sunday?
He's away. I'm around.
I'll be sleeping. Why?
The reason I say that is because Dirty Machine is throwing a show with Foe and Fracture.
Lucky Strike.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw
it's
that.
It's a free show. Yeah, you know, if you guys want to go hang out, I'll probably be there. You know what I mean? We can exchange shit then.
Yeah.
We can do it
for
then.
For sure.
Because damn Mark, you know, isn't here.
Freaking Mark, man.
That's okay. Mark. See, you make Mark go to Lucky Strike with you, and then we can all party there. I just want to hang out with Dirty Machine, just party and have a good time.
I mean, those guys, we've been friends with those guys forever.
That's what I'm saying. So it's, you know, it's a bunch of friends. We all hang out. We have a good time. You know
done
what I mean?
Deal.
That's the great thing about our show is that we become friends and family with the people we have on our show. And they always come back. Dirty Machine's been on here twice. You know what I mean? Like, people always want to come back.
Yeah,
they have so much fucking fun on our show.
Yeah,
they're like, God damn it, I need to come back.
Right.
So that's a good thing.
Well, it's all about the fruit basket, really.
Well, that's just a minor thing. You know, I was hoping to have a turkey dinner here, but you know, it didn't work out that way.
I almost brought a lasagna.
So, fuck yeah,
that'd be good.
I'm cooking it tonight instead.
Okay, I want to play a song. Which one are we gonna play? We want to talk. We do Jump first.
Yeah,
or we're
let's
do,
kick it off.
Kind of kick it off. All right.
Yeah.
So we got three songs here. We got Jump. We got Get Up and Killers in the Pit. So really good songs. So. Listen to this, but you need to come see them when they start touring next year, start playing at the different gigs, because these guys in person are even more incredible than they are now on CD. So you gotta listen to this. It's Jump, motherfuckers. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1.
You heard this song before? You ain't heard it like this. This is Kill Set, baby. Jump, jump. The Mac Dad will make it. Jump, jump. The Daddy Mac will make it. Jump, jump. Kill Set will make it. Jump, jump. Don't try to compare us to another bad little fad. I'm the Mac and I'm bad. Give you something that you never had. I'll make you jump up, wiggle and shake your rump. Cause I be spitting these lyrics that make you wanna jump. How high, real high, cause I'm just so fly. A young, lovable, huggable type of guy. And everything is to the back with a little slack. Cause inside out is wiggity, 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 whack. I come stomping and bumping something that you jumping. Rapping on B and bull crap is what I'm dumping. Ain't nothing whack about kill set me all that. So when they ask, do they rock, say, believe it. Jump, jump, the Mac Dad will make it. Jump, jump, the Daddy Mac will make it. Jump, jump, kill set will make it. Jump, 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 the Mac Dad will make it. Jump, jump, the Daddy Mac will make it. Jump, jump, kill set will make it. Jump, jump. I like my crowd rockin', rockin'. I love it when the girlies like jockin'. It's the K-I-L-L-S-E-T. Yeah, you know me. I got you jumpin' and bumpin' and moshin', movin' all around you. In the pit, I'll make you take a step back. You try to step to the set, then you get jacked. Black on black with the kicks and the cap. It's fundamental, and we be tearing up stages like we're mental. Just for
sound you ain't ever heard. We ain't thought we about to take over the world. And as we kick off beat screams, melodies, kill set, make J-U-M-P. Jump, jump, the Mac Dad'll make it. Jump, jump, a Daddy Mac will make it. Jump, jump, kill set, we'll make it. Jump, 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 the Mac Dad'll make it. Jump, jump, a Daddy Mac will make it. Jump, jump, kill set, we'll make it. Jump, 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 yeah. And the formalities of this and that is that kill set ain't coming off whack. And for all you suckers that don't know, check it out. Summertime a prime, but they came out like this. Summertime a prime, but they came out like this. Summertime a prime, but they came out like this. Summertime a prime, but they came. It's the meaning.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store. It's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers Shrine clothing and Alchemy Gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with her rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
This is the rock band Foe, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
LA Talk Radio.
Chanel Juan.
On iHeartRadio.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Ever Now, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1.
Three, four. This is Hurting the Heartbeat, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio.
Oh, yeah!
What's up, y'all? This is Mac Matt. I'm up in here getting in with Jenny from the Block on that LA radio talk station. Tune in, man. One love.
Hey, this is Slam on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio on Channel 1.
One and iHeartRadio.
Yep, yep. Party hard.
Don't do drugs.
Hey, this is Maxwell Carlisle from Society One, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio.
It's your boy Yellow Boy the Duke, aka the motherfucking Loke. If you didn't know, we on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block / iHeartRadio / LA Talk Radio. You hear me?
And we're back. It's Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, iHeartRadio, iTunes. You're listening to our interview. We're interviewing live with Kill Set. You just listened to all of our wonderful friends and bands that have been on for the last few months. We will be making this a regular thing every week, getting radio drops, and you know, so we can hear from our guests every week.
Their band member, Dave, he sent another post.
It's Mark.
Oh, Dave, you mean Mark.
Mark, I'm
Dave,
sorry.
I was going to say, Dave's right there.
Okay. Dave doesn't even know how to send a post.
Ah!
Mark says, I'll do a drop my balls on Dave's chin.
Oh, like, shit. Yeah. Damn, he's really going there, man. Well, he's going there,
yeah,
man. You got it, yeah. You got a post
battle.
It's
kind
battle.
Of a good thing.
It's a post battle. Yeah. I guess not, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Mark's shit talking us. Okay, anyway, so you just listened to Killset's version of Jump, and then we
very nice.
And then we also heard from Alison Masson from Metal Babe Mayhem. Go see Metal Mondays every Monday at the Rainbow Bar and Grill in West Hollywood. Go check it out. They always have great shows. I believe last Monday was Zavang, the Vietnamese heavy metal band.
Oh wow.
They've been on our show. They're good dudes. They got three Vietnamese dudes, and their drummer's a white dude, who's I think in his 60s.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
So he's the
he
white.
Rocks hard, dude. He rocks hard
was
though.
He in Nam though? I mean,
was he's the
one? I'm wondering. Maybe
he's the white sheep of the band.
Right. Yes, exactly.
Should I not have said that? I'm sorry.
No, on our show, anything's...
Say anything, what you
it's,
want.
It's all up for grabs.
Say what you like.
I have a few jokes, but I'll keep them.
No, you don't.
I'll keep them.
You don't have any jokes,
Chris
bro.
Is saying, fuck, no, don't do it. No, 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 don't do it.
We can air it out in the studio. But I think Mark's just jealous because... Dave was nominated as Rockwired's top 20 guitar players. Mark
really?
Oh, jeez.
That's it.
Awesome. Fuck, dude. That's fucking awesome.
They were just being generous.
You're really good. What are you talking about?
Him and Luke generous. Both Rockwired. He was nominated as a top 20
fuck yeah.
And he got nominated.
I think it's because of the hair. It's not because of my
flying.
It's
because of my hair.
It's
because
of the hair.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, right.
They had him with like the guitar player from Filter, the
right.
Bubba Flax, same
yeah.
thing.
Fuck yeah, I love Bubba
Flax. I forgot
Flax.
About that. Thanks for
I love Bubba Flax. Fuck singer. Yeah.
Very cool.
Man, there's some good bands out there. I'm in the process of hitting some people up. I don't give a shit. I know no boundaries.
No.
I'm from New England.
Gotta make it happen.
Yeah, well, there that's the only way it's gonna happen. I mean, I'm pretty bold. I don't give a shit. I mean, I'll write to anybody.
Yeah.
I even wrote the goddamn Corey Feldman. Yeah. But my emails got lost with everybody else's.
With everybody.
There's so many fucking emails, dude. I got to write these people, you know, personally. So it is what it is. But I, you know, I'm in with a lot of bands now, especially like your guys from Orgy.
No,
Jay Gordon and all them. No,
yes.
They're good dudes. Yeah, they're good dudes. Their manager is their dad.
Really?
Lou Gordon. Yeah. Dude, yeah, he's a firecracker. He gets them into shit.
Yeah, that's what you need to manage it.
Yeah, he really.
That's what we got
aggressive.
With Shivari, right?
Now. Which is
good.
Nice
management.
See, exactly. That's what you need. See, that's what you need. That was another missing piece to what you needed was that management.
On the orgy question, me and Mark. No, I'm like.
We're talking about the band, not.
No, we were talking about you.
It was a comment, not a question.
When Rage Called Man recorded our demo.
Yeah.
Yeah, Amir was in a band called Rough Cut back in the 80s.
Rough Cut.
Hold on, and the guy who actually did the drum comps
for
our albums, Matt Thorne, is a bass player from Rough Cut. That's where I recorded the drums on both albums.
Okay, cool.
So I met Amir a couple times. My old guitar player used his amp.
Right.
Get that crunchy sound.
Yeah.
Day, but no, Matt's a good dude.
That was
Matt comps, recorded my drums.
Yeah, they've gone through a lot of transitions over the years, having a lot of bands.
They have.
Oh my God!
You know what I mean? Every band has gone through some kind of a little something change or something.
We're about to embark, so
yeah. So all you bass players out there, send us send us your demo.
Make sure
Mark. That's for saying you're gonna put your nuts on Dave's chin.
The thing is, I'm always the fall guy. I'm always the one that takes the butt of the joke. You know? I'm always the
fucking wrong. Anyway, All right, I want to play another song. okay, we got Get Up and Killers in the Pit. Which one do we want to do?
Get Up.
We'll do Get Up and finish it out with Killers in the Pit.
Okay, good. Okay, we're going to do this. You listen to Jay's Real Talk of the Block, iHeartRadio, and LA Talk Radio Channel 1. We got Get Up by Killset. Listen up, bitches.
It's not how many times you fall. It's how many times you get up. It's not how many times you fall. It's how many times you get up. Get up!
Back, and we always like getting into concerts, and because it's fun. And we like to do media coverage, so always watch our Facebook page. Look for Jennifer DeVoe on Facebook. We do Facebook Live videos like we're doing right fucking now. Check it out. If you want to call us, talk to the band, talk to everybody, say what's the fuck up. Dial 323-203-0815, 323-203-0815. And Mark, if you're going to talk shit, call into the show. Right. Stop talking shit on Facebook Live.
Akil said you have a new fan by the name of Greg Golden. He said you have a new fan from him now, so he's going to listen to your music.
What's his name?
Nice, brother.
Greg Gooden. G-O-O-D.
Oh, that's my cousin. Oh. What up, Greg? What's up, hey, Greg? Motherfucker?
I'm just some kidding.
Some cousin? I love my cousin. Look, I got a lot of great cousins.
We love your cousin.
The
now,
Gooden.
Too.
The Goodens are good. They're good people. They're from New Hampshire.
Oh, forget it.
Yeah, forget
New
about
Hampshire.
It. For New Hampshire. New Hampshire. I don't even know. You know how we always accent? Say New Hampshire?
Is there an accent for New Hampshire or is it just
it's
Massachusetts?
It's all the same. It's like
we all sound similar.
Yeah. It was the A on the end and then no R and the, you know, it's just crazy. But New Englanders, I love us.
Oh, for sure.
I just don't want to fucking live there. Because did you see Maine? Oh, my God, dude. They fucking had so many... Oh, Jesus Christ. So many blizzards lately. I'm like, fuck that shit.
I'm going back for Christmas.
Do you remember the band?
I want to see some snow.
Remember the band called New England? That's a little trivia for you, though.
Jesus, no, I don't. I'll have to go look that up, man.
Look it up.
Awesome. I really got to go look that up now.
Yeah.
Dude, I like that kind of shit. I like obscure shit that
accent.
I don't know.
That's all
dude,
it is.
Dude, they sound...
Everyone's got a Boston accent.
You just sit around talking.
Hot and hobbit, yard.
I'm going to park my car in the garage.
That's the whole first album.
All right, we got... okay, so I want to play this last song, and then we're going to talk a little bit and end it out, because unfortunately we only have 55. Fucking minutes.
Should probably
introduce
the song.
Killers in the Pit.
Because this one's a special introduction.
So we wrote this song.
So let's introduce this.
Yeah, we wrote this song on the new album specifically for our fans, The Killers. And this is their anthem.
I like that. So
and we wanted to show them like appreciation for allowing us to be able to do a second album.
Coming out.
Because if they didn't buy our stuff and come to our shows, we couldn't have done it.
I love it.
So we wrote Killers in the Pit. It's for everybody out there that's a Killset fan, new, old. Killers in the Pit, this is your anthem.
I love it, though, because when you guys did that at the show, at the Whiskey, it was really fucking awesome because I was like, you know how like every band has, like, you know, like... let's just see, ICP, which Dirty Machine just toured with.
Yep, right.
Juggalos and Juggalettes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you have your fans, and their fans take on a name. They take on a group name. Yeah. They have a thing. Just like the Kiss Army. Just like, you know what I mean? Every band has
like
their
the
own
maggots.
Little thing. Right,
the
exactly.
So that's where, like, this one kind of, like, because, you know, Spit It Out was, song written for them. Have you ever been to a Slipknot show?
Yeah, I fucking love it. Dude, fuck yes.
Did you spit it out? Remember they stopped and everybody
fell
down?
I saw
people stand up like motherfuckers, like sit. You know, if you don't know what to do when Corey tells you,
yeah. Fucking love that. We just saw Stone Sour at the Ozfest meets Snotfest, but I saw Slipknot with Slayer and Hatebreed in 2005 in Augusta, Maine.
Oh, wow.
Great fucking show. I love Slipknot. I love Corey Taylor. I love goddamn Stone Sour. I don't give a fuck what form that man comes in.
Yeah,
mask or no fucking mask. And you know I want. You know what? I won tickets to Ozfest meeting Snotfest by going to the Slipknot fucking pop-up fucking event that they had at the goddamn Palladium in fucking Hollywood.
So you feel strongly about this, do you?
Yes, I do.
I'm just guessing.
Dude, it was awesome. I had a blast. I'm very passionate about my music, especially my heavy metal.
Hell yeah.
So it's Slipknot.
Yeah, Slipknot.
You get very passionate, dude.
Yeah, biggest
if it wasn't
world,
for Slipknot, I wouldn't have won the tickets to that. If they wouldn't have had that little pop-up
he's the
event.
Dude right now.
There you go.
He's ruling.
They're good
the
guys. So fuck yeah, dude. Yeah, he's got it. He's got it.
He is. Hands down, man.
Well... to all the killers out there from Kill Set, here's some Killers in the Pit on Jenny's Real Talk of the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, iHeartRadio.
Fuck that. Then they say just take a breath. Nah, fuck that.
Everybody circle in the pit now. Everybody to the pit now. Everybody circle in the pit now. Put my killers in the pit now. All my killers circle in the pit now. All my killers in the pit now. All my killers tear up the pit now. Rock, 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 now get down. Everybody's in the pit, let's get down. Rock, 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 now get down. All my killers in the pit, let's get down. Rock, 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 now get down. Everybody's in the pit, let's get down. Rock, 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 now get down. All my killers in the pit, let's get down. Standing up for what you believe, say hell yeah,
hell yeah.
If you love being part of this beautiful scene, say hell yeah,
hell yeah.
We do what we do, we say what we mean, oh hell yeah,
hell yeah.
And if you believe like I believe, say hell yeah,
hell yeah.
They will no longer control the way we choose to find our peace. Let's show the world how we get down. Let's show the world how we get down. So everybody to the pit now. Everybody circle in the pit now. Everybody to the pit now. Everybody circle in the pit now. All my killers in the pit now. All my killers circle in the pit now. All my killers in the pit now. All my killers tear up the pit now. Rock, 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 now get down. Everybody's in the pit, let's get down. Rock, 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 now get down. All my killers in the pit, let's get down. Rock, 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 now get down. Everybody's in the pit, let's get down. Rock, 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 now get down. All my killers in the pit, let's get down. Everybody's in the pit now. Everybody circle in the pit now. Everybody's in the pit now. Everybody circle in the pit now. All my killers 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 tear up the pit now. Rock, 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 now get down. Everybody's in the pit, let's get down. Rock, 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 now get down. All my killers in the pit, let's get down. Rock, 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 now get down. Everybody's in the pit, let's get down. Rock, 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 now get down. All my killers in the pit. Up, 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 now get down. Everybody's in the pit, let's get down. Up, 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 now get down. All my killers in the pit, let's get down. Up, 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 now get down. Everybody's in the pit, let's get down. Up, 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 now get down. All my killers in the pit, let's get down. Killers killed it.
These guys will get you pumped up, I tell you. Watching them on a show. You're listening to Kill Set. That was Killers in the Pit. We have them here on the show. James Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1. Fortunately, we got to wind this down in the next 3 minutes. I don't like it. I don't like going away every week. But it is what it is. And we've enjoyed having you guys on the show. Thank you so
hell
much
yeah.
for being here.
Hell
and,
yeah. Hell yeah.
So
hell,
now hell that we yeah. have new management.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So what you want to do is keep me advised on your shows and things that happen, and that way I can keep posting them and talking to them about the show. Because what I do is, like, I do media coverage for your future shows that are in the L.A. area and continually talk about everything, and then we'll have you guys on again, hopefully. Maybe if we can do January 31st, let's maybe let's, if you want to.
We'll
let's see what happens, yeah. And I'll book you in, but I'll book you in.
Yeah.
And then if something changes, let me know, and we'll reschedule or something.
And then for all three songs that you heard today, they're online video form too. Check those out.
Right. Check them out. So what are your links? What are your social media? What's your website? What's your stuff?
Killset. Well, it's Facebook.com/KillsetOfficial.
Okay, kill set
all
official.
The other ones are pretty much slash kill set. So okay. Anything you're going on.
So Twitter, yeah. Instagram, all that is just straight up kill set.
Yeah.
Okay. And then kill set official on Facebook.
On Facebook. And that's okay. Mainly where you can kind of.
Do you guys
like
have an actual website, or are you thinking about building one?
I don't
maybe?
Know. In this day and age, man.
Everybody fucking has a website now.
I know, but
dude.
We could just talk to anybody at any time through Facebook or all these other.
That's
media.
Very true. That's
you
know very
what
true.
I mean?
But, yeah.
I don't go to big
Well, you know
websites.
What? You guys.
When,
their
we,
Facebook
when
page.
We get to that level, I would say at that point.
Well, you know what? You guys are going to be featured on our website.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Yes, we have GetRealGlobalEnt.com, which is our get. This has all been produced as especially by Get Real Global Entertainment LLC. If I don't say that, my husband will spank me later. But I was thinking about not saying it just so he would spank me. But anyway, I said it anyway. Okay, Get Real Global Entertainment.
I'm
yeah.
Make
so
a bad joke.
Yeah, no. God, don't.
If you'd like to, you can go for it. No,
it can
all right.
Be dirty, but it's gonna be funny, and I don't think it's gonna be funny.
The moment's gone. All right. Anyway, that's what she said. That's what she said.
About your husband spanking. I was
okay. That's too obvious.
Well, thank you so much, Skillset, for being on the show today.
Yay!
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Next week. Next
official
week.
Official announcement. CIA management. Shavari.
Yes.
Yeah, we're there.
Fuck yeah.
He's
about to
blow up. Next week on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, iHeartRadio, and iTunes and YouTube will be Sonya Harley.
Yes.
The rocker.
Right.
Dude, she'd been friends with fucking everybody in the industry. She used to hang out with Lemmy Kilmister from fucking Motorhead at the Rainbow. It doesn't matter. It's not the point.
I think even Mark.
No, she was friends with him. Like, friend. Like, wow. She's friends with everybody in the industry. Okay. And she's actually a really big, she's a black chick, man. She's a fucking rocker, cool. Which is awesome. We need more chicks in the rock industry. We really do.
Absolutely.
So thank you, Sonya Harley. And we will see you guys next week on the show. And thank you again, guys, for coming in.
Yes.
And we've had a blast. We had a major blast. So hopefully, hopefully we can get you guys back in January 31st. We're going to tentatively work on that. If not, we'll shoot for another time.
Cool.
Maybe February.
We'll see what happens.
Maybe Mark will show up this
even,
time.
He's not even invited to the next one.
Oh shit, that's not good. Not good. All right, you've been listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block today. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you next Wednesday, as always, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. And iHeartRadio. So, peace out. We'll
gotta go.
See you next fucking week.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.